Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions aren't needed. This survey is quick and confidential.
Okay.
What is your zip code?
08822.
Thank you. What year were you born?
1970.
1970. Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Okay, thank you very much. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you very much. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Biden, thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I will absolutely vote.
Okay, thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are? Okay, thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
It's about a 7.
Okay, thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat
yes.
Agree?
Strongly
agree?
Agree?
Okay, thank you. All right, regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? There is a list that I will read to you. For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first item, it is protecting abortion rights. Does this matter
very
a lot?
Very much.
Okay.
A lot.
Okay, thank you. Next item, protecting LGBTQ rights.
A lot.
Thank you. Third, election for Congress.
What's the question?
Yeah, if this matters for you a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all.
Oh, who we elect for Congress?
Yeah, the fact that there will be an election for Congress.
It matters very much.
Would you say matters a lot or matters somewhat?
A lot.
Thanks. And the last item is the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Very much.
Okay.
A lot, whatever it is.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, that one. All right. Now, and we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? Pretty much are the same items from last question. In this case, you just need to say how much motivated will you to vote. And the options are, nothing will stop me, I want to vote, and I probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote. And the first item is protecting abortion rights.
Nothing will stop me, I'll vote.
Thank you. Protecting LGBTQ rights.
Nothing will stop me, I'll vote.
Thank you. Election for Congress.
Nothing will stop me. I'll vote.
And the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Nothing will stop me. I'll vote.
Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you on the side? Sorry?
Kamala.
Okay, thank you. If the 2024 election for Congress was held today, For whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate? Are you on the side or would you not vote?
Democratic.
Okay. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will not vote?
The most motivated I could ever be.
Okay, much more motivated. All right. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
You said New Yorkers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in New Jersey, so I've heard nothing about the New York one.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, here is a text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November, adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy, also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. I guess vote to these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no in this amendment? Or are you on the side, or would you vote no? Would you not
vote? I would vote yes, but I can't vote in New York, so.
Okay. What is your zip code?
08822.
Okay, give me just a moment. Give me just a moment.
That's creepy sounding. Okay, the French are cool,
give
but they're also a little weird. Sure. Oh. Is that a person or is that an illusion?
Okay, I just confirmed, and actually we can continue. The next questions, I'm not going to lie, are about this amendment, but we just need your opinion here, so it's okay, we can take it.
Okay.
Okay, so based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would, one, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, two, give voting rights to immigrants, 3, strength protections for New Yorkers with disabilities. 4, prevent discrimination based on age. 5, strength voting rights protections. Provide protections on the basis of gender. Put LGBTQ protections into the state of constitution. Prohibit housing discrimination. Put protections for abortion into the state constitution.
The last one, it sounds like that's what it's supposed to do, right?
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't looked at it, so I don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's part of the reason of this survey. It is just to understand where people is standing about this. It's not really, it's part of the reason why we are doing this. You know, it is expecting that there will be some loopholes. It's part of the amendment as well. So it is just to sense, you know, how things are currently going. So any question that you have, it is completely okay. There is no wrong questions here. Now knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely
vote
no.
I would absolutely vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote for Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights? And in this case, we'll be more motivated, much more motivated, somewhat more motivated. It makes no difference. Somewhat less motivated or much less motivated?
Much more motivated, but again, I can't vote on it.
Thank you. I don't understand. In this case, it's just, again, just your opinion, but it is really important. Next, I'm going to read you a series of statements for each one. Please tell me how much you agree on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. The first statement, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
10.
Everyone deserves the chance to thrive or thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
10.
It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out of some groups.
All New Yorkers instead of singling out groups? I'm not exactly sure what that means.
I will read it again. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups. Pretty much just talking about it's better like to see the majority instead of focusing on minorities. That's kind of the approach of this statement.
Okay. I think it's important to cover everybody, but sometimes you have to do things for certain groups. So I guess that would be like a 0. I don't know.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it's important to do things for different groups.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, don't worry. I will add it as a 0. Again, all of your opinions are valid and are important, so there are no wrong questions, wrong answers. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care. Okay. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
0.
Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
0.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
10.
Okay. Thank you. Here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment, it is an amendment to New York State's Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we are seeing across the country. At a moment in time where we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you on the side, or would you not vote?
I'd vote yes. What do you mean?
Thank you.
Oh, no.
Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if you answer did not change, but once again, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 election? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
Absolutely, I'm voting.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of the right to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Which statement do you consider it's more convincing?
B.
B. Would you say somewhat more convincing or much more convincing?
Much more.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you think this is an extremely motivating reason to vote in favor. 5 means it makes you think that it's somewhat motivating, and 0 means you do not think it's motivating at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leaves many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government. What number would you give it? 10, thank you. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalistic agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happened this November. Thank you. Next statement. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there has been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state so we don't leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is a permanent layer of protection that needs to stop that from happening.
10.
Thank you. The government is supposed to work for people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not. But once again, here it is the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights and adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Adjust both to these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and now both leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you
I vote
on
yes.
the side? Okay.
I vote yes. If I could vote for it, would I can't?
Okay. Okay, thank you. Just a moment. Okay, after reading all of this information, are you more likely or less likely to go to vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10?
Extremely motivated.
Thank you. Okay, do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual?
Heterosexual.
Sorry?
Hetero.
Oh, okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single,
married.
Separated? Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Very strong after Trump.
Thank you.
Before Trump, I could care less.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. How would you describe your employment status?
Part-time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
170.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. With this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks.